This is Public Radio 90 WNMU. I'm Kurt Hosworth on the phone with our special guest today from Escanaba, from the Boniface Arts Center. It's the executive director of the Boniface, Sue Roll. First of all, it's great to have you on the line again.
Thanks, Kurt. It's great to be back to something that feels sort of normal.
Yeah, it's been a while, and we know a lot has changed since the last time we talked. You know, I've been off, and there's been a lot of uncertainty with events and everything happening in our region and across the globe as well, but we're kind of getting back into the swing of things a bit here, and there's some really exciting things happening at the Boniface. So can you speak just a little bit first how the Boniface has handled kind of weaving through these changes a bit?
Well, of course, we're open again and therefore wearing masks when we're outside of our offices and interacting with the public and asking people to social distance. Traffic's down a little. But one of the cool things is we have a membership show going on now. The membership show says if you're a Boniface member, you can have your artwork displayed. So the art is new art by experienced artists or new artists exhibiting for the first time. And so there's always a wide variety. It's intriguing and interesting. And honestly, these folks have had months at home or in their studio to come up with some really cool stuff. Some of it's been inspired by the COVID pandemic, and others is just out of the inspiration of the artist. But I would I'd encourage everybody to come on down and see it. One other change that we're doing here at the Boniface is more of our work, more of our classes, and tonight's reception for the membership show are going to be held outside. Thank goodness the weather's nicer.
Exactly, yeah. So the Boniface membership show running now until July 23rd with the awards happening tonight, Thursday, June 25th at 7 p.m. So that's great that you'll have some great weather and be able to do that outside as well and keep a safe distance for that too. And I know there's another exhibit coming up as well where we're talking about saving the planet with art, right?
That's exactly. One piece of art at a time. It's called Upcycle or UP, Upper Peninsula Cycle. It asks that artists, we're looking for artists to enter. The show opens July 30th, so by early, I think it's July 10th is the deadline. But double check, we have an application at our website, bonifacearts.org. And we're asking artists to submit artwork that is at least 85% reused, recycled, or repurposed. So keeping things out of the landfill and enjoying the view while we do. So we're excited about that. It opens July 30th and runs through September 17th.
Wonderful. And I can't think of a better kind of UP mentality than to take care of the place that we live and also create something out of it. That's very cool. So that will run July 30th to September 17th, the Upcycle exhibit. So speaking of ways that people are being safe and social distancing, I understand one of the classes coming up is taking advantage of something that a lot of us tend to have maybe in our hands right now, our smartphone, and taking photography with that.
Yes, so many of us have become amateur photographers because we have a smartphone and a camera in our back pocket all the time. So professional photographer Mike Hall will be teaching a class on Friday, July 10th at 4:30 p.m. for a couple of hours. It'll be mostly outdoors, and you'll be bringing your tool of choice, your smartphone. And he's going to work on composition and how to create effective engaging photos with your smartphone. So we're excited about that.
That's very cool. And what better way to get outdoors with that smartphone instead of being maybe cramped inside like we've all felt for a while. So that'll be Friday, July 10th, starting at 4:30. There's some other classes coming up as well. One is called Graffiti and Grapes. That's a very enticing sound, but it sounds like you'll be able to bring a drink and enjoy some artwork at the same time.
That's exactly right. It's an outdoor setting, as long as the weather is holding out. Marlene Wood is a Marquette artist who's coming down here to Escanaba, and she does some fun and wonderful things. So it'll be a fun set of evenings, July 10th and 15th, the 24th and 29th at 6:30 in the evening. So, yeah, please come join us. We're working for it to be outdoors, but, of course, weather has to cooperate. Otherwise, if we come inside, we'll do all the appropriate social distancing that we have to do.
Sounds great. And that's maybe a little more on the adult side of things, but there's also classes coming up for children, too.
Yes. In the summer, we do try and do a few classes for kids. And this one's called Art Fundamentals for Kids. Spencer Epps is the artist, another Marquette artist. Spencer loves kids and is an abstractionist by his skill set, and that's his preferred medium or approach to art. But he's really great with kids. We'll be talking about composing and basically art basics. It's four sessions in July. It's noon to 1:30, so it's kind of a stop-by program. And then ages 5 and up. So we ask that children between ages 5 and 9 have someone there to help them along, because they're not always the most, they're independent, that's for sure. And so we want to make sure that they stay cooperative with everything that's going on and can follow along. But it should be a really fun evening. Spencer has a really joyful and engaging way about him, and he's a really great artist.
Wonderful. Lots of opportunities for some outdoor art of various capacities. Now, let's say maybe you're not feeling as artistically inclined, but you want to come down and maybe just maybe bliss out a little bit and enjoy some music. It sounds like Music Mondays are happening once again soon.
We are so excited. Virtual reality is great when you can't get out, but this is an opportunity starting on Monday, June 29th, 7 p.m., to go to the Escanaba's Ludington Park at the Band Shell and see a live band. We have six Monday evenings planned this summer, so it's from the last Monday in June through the last Monday in August, 7 to 9 p.m. on those Mondays. And there'll be a live regional band there. And so we ask people to social distance. But honestly, I've looked at the photos from past years. It's what people do anyway. They sit in clusters with their family or their friends, and they're spread out all over the park lawn. And we're excited about that. There's just something about live music that's really terrific.
Yeah, and I agree with you there. Virtual reality will only get us so far when it comes to entertainment and that fresh air component that we need. So it's wonderful to hear that Music Monday is coming back June 29th at Escanaba's Ludington Park. So great to touch base about what's happening at the Boniface. Where can people find out more information?
Well, they can go to our website, www.bonificearts.org, or they can call us here at 906-786-3833.
Super. Well, Sue Roll, the executive director of the Boniface Arts Center, touching base with us once again to kind of get reconnected with Boniface and kind of let people know what's happening in the area and things that we can do outside of our home. So wonderful to hear that. And Sue, thank you again so much for touching base with us.
Thanks, Kurt. You bet.